This is Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California on KX93.5. Very excited to welcome two of the guys from the band Swimmers. They're playing tonight at the Constellation Room with the Aqua Dolls. ConstellationRoom.com is where you can get tickets. We've got Cole and Max going to do a stripped-down acoustic version of their single Figuring It Out whenever you guys are ready.
Getting drunk now, Jamie, you flunked out, pants undone. Internet scams and waistcoats, which your scapegoats are too dumb. And body paint and diglow, where do trends go when you're numb? And everybody wants to be somebody, they all care. Everybody wants to know themselves. We're too scared, we're still figuring out. Still figuring out. Made for mass production, is it right when you want more? Was I made to function or create or just get bored? High school conversations, graduation, what's in store? 5-year plans and visions, wasn't your invitation burned? When everybody wants to be somebody, they all care. And everybody wants to know themselves. We're too scared, we're still figuring out. Still figuring out. All right. I found Jesus. Waking back on Wednesday with a rosary and incense. Thirsty Thursday, I twinkle in my demons. On Friday, Saturday, lose ourselves on Sunday. Because everybody wants to be somebody, they all care. And everybody wants to. We're still figuring out. We're still figuring out. We're still figuring out. We're still figuring out. We're still figuring out.
Yeah, awesome, guys. So good. That's Swimmers, Cole and Max from the band live in studio with their single Figuring It Out. And now, so you can hear the difference, we'll play the recorded version of that song and come right back and talk to the band about the new album and their show tonight.
Cola, it gets cold.
All right, now you can hear the difference. That's Swimmers with Figuring It Out, the recorded version. All the guys are now in studio. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
What's
Hi.
Up?
Hey.
They just performed live for us. They performed that song acoustic, and you can see them live tonight at the Constellation Room. Tickets, $10 at constellationroom.com. Part of a little tour for you guys. How's road life? I mean, you've done it for a while, I suppose, but...
Yeah, this is just our this is our first show tonight of this tour.
Yeah.
We've been touring for the last year and a half, on and off, but this is really the first big tour that we're starting on, and we're really excited.
Yeah, and this album that's coming out is your debut album is Swimmers, although you've been playing in different incarnations together for a while. So does it feel like kind of a fresh start?
It feels absolutely like a fresh start.
Yeah.
It's actually really nice, but it feels like a fresh start with a built-in following.
Right.
But, I mean, we're getting a lot of new coverage, which is sweet, and it's really helping our band out.
So changing the name was a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best decision we ever made.
Okay, good. And plus, you can just tell Facebook, hey, I've got a new name, bring all my fans over, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can do that now, yeah.
Yeah.
Love the song, guys. I mean, it's really a sort of teenage anthem.
Thank you.
It's really cool. So I can totally relate to every word of it. And I must tell you that I'm not a teenager and I still haven't got it figured out. So maybe there's nothing to figure out in the end, but really great lyrics and totally good energy. Love it.
Yeah, the idea is you never really do figure it out. And that's why everyone can relate.
If you had known that when you were his age, you probably would be all right.
But he doesn't know it yet. He's just saying it. And neither do I, so there you go.
So is that kind of an overall theme to the whole record? Does that kind of reflect the tone of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like it's a record about growing up, about there's a lot of angst and hatred on the album in a good way, you know? Like one of the songs is I Hate Los Angeles. It's about curating your own identity. It's about being from somewhere else.
Yeah, and it's also like about situations where there's like a fork in the road kind of with life where there's really no good direction, but you kind of have to choose one.
Yeah.
You know, not every option is great.
Cool. But
that's kind of another theme.
Well, you guys have been playing together since you were how old? I mean, it's been 3 or 4 years now, so.
Well, the three of us have known each other since we were 4.
Wow.
So we started off playing soccer and t-ball together, and then that kind of progressed into playing instruments.
So these life things that you've had probably is pretty deeply inspirational for music at this stage in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The album is called what that comes out? On February 12th.
Drive North.
Drive North. Awesome. February 12th is when it's out. You can pre-order it on iTunes now.
Yep.
And we're excited for it, guys. We love your single. Can't wait to see what else you come up with.
Thank you so much.
Anything to expect from the show tonight that you want people to know? What's your live show like?
Get tickets now. It might sell out. Also, it's going to be nuts, like crowd-wise.
It's going to be very hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Literally and figuratively. It's going to be very attractive, too.
Do you, like, intentionally turn the air conditioning off or something?
No, that room's just tiny, and there's going to be a lot of people in there. So
it's sweaty.
I know you guys are from Oakland, but you've probably done California a lot, so you've played there before.
Yeah. Orange County is kind of like our second home
okay.
in terms of, like, a show market. We do really well here.
Cool.
We love Orange County.
Oakland's kind of a tough place to be from for an indie pop band, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, there are a lot of different types of music that come out of Oakland, but there's really no specific pocket right now. And so in Southern California, you can find small little pockets like the Observatory that hold festivals and shows that kind of all relate to each other.
Right.
And so it's really nice.
You guys and Ghost Ride the Whip, I think, are the only two.
And Mac Dre.
Yeah.
MC Hammer.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But it's just not right now. You're right. It's like right now there's not.
Oh, Neff the Pharaoh. You check him out.
He's yeah, sick. Well, there's okay. no like, there's no cohesive thing going on in Oakland. So it's nice for us to come down here.
Cool. Anything else, Chase?
Is there a cohesive thing going on anywhere? I'm interested to know.
Yeah. LA kind of has, LA, Orange County kind of has an alternative rock scene that's really popular right now. You know, you've got the Growlers, you've got Fiddler, you've got.
Right, Bleached. Of course. That's interesting that LA would have a scene because it hasn't had a scene for years.
Yeah.
And it really does, that whole sort of, what's the area?
Garage rock, Silver Lake.
Silver Lake, Los Feliz.
Yeah, Silver Lake.
Well, you know, like we make fun of it a little bit, but.
We do too.
But it's a hotbed of like creative things and people.
We can make fun of it, but we go down there and we're like, please be our friend. Like, we want to play shows with you.
You know? Guys need beards. You need beards.
Yeah,
beards. I think
I'm the only one who can grow a beard, so.
Yeah. Oakland's too hard of a life to move to Silver Lake. You have to metro up a little. We love you guys. Swimmers with Figuring It Out. That's the single tonight. Constellation Room, the new album out February 12th called Drive North. Thank you very much, guys, for coming down and joining us.
Thank you.
All right, you guys take care. We're KX 93.5 in Laguna Beach.